NBC News Radio, I'm Brad Siegel. R. Kelly is being found guilty of all the charges against him in a Brooklyn courtroom. Women's rights attorney Gloria Allred said she's proud of her clients who testified against the R&B singer.
Justice has been done. Let this be a message to other celebrities who also use their fame to prey on their fans and others who are unfortunate enough to come into contact with them.
The guilty verdicts include racketeering, as he was accused of recruiting women and underage girls for sex. He'll be sentenced in early May and could face at least 20 years behind bars. The White House is challenging Republicans to work with Democrats on crafting serious bipartisan immigration reform. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the U.S. immigration system has been broken throughout Republican and Democratic administrations.
Until we fix the system and we have a more effective and operational immigration system, until we have an asylum processing system that works at the border, we're going to continue to see cyclical challenges like this.
Psaki also accused Republicans of being more interested in talking points than serious reform. President Biden has received a Pfizer booster shot. He did so on camera today during an event at the White House.
Like I did in my first and second COVID-19 vaccination shot, I'm about to get my booster shot and do it publicly.
Pfizer boosters were authorized last week, and the White House is making a big push to encourage Americans to get the shots. The president says First Lady Jill Biden will get hers soon. Two more victims from the Kroger mass shooting in Tennessee have been released from the hospital. Four patients remain hospitalized in Memphis. All are in non-critical condition. Police say over a dozen people were injured. A woman was killed. And the suspect is believed to have died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The shooting happened at the grocery chain in Collierville on Thursday. Brad Siegel, NBC News Radio.